If you could go back in time and give some advice to your teenage self, what would it be? I have so many things I would say. And that's the question at the center of a new movie. Elliot is an 18-year-old girl partying in the woods near a lake with some friends. They experiment with mushrooms, and while she's high, she meets her 39-year-old self.
Dude, I'm you. You're me.
What's up?
She's as real as you or me. Young Elliot asks questions. Older Elliot offers a glimpse into her future.
Just tell me something good.
Something good.
Why are you struggling to find something good from the future?
This is good.
Okay.
You're gonna be psyched.
Okay. Tell me.
That you are a PhD student.
Did you just tell me I'm in my 40s and I'm still in school? 30s. 30s.
Older Elliot then gives one cryptic warning. One thing she absolutely must not do. And you can guess what happens when you tell a teenager not to do something. The movie is called My Old Ass. The older Elliot is played by Aubrey Plaza. It was written and directed by Megan Park.
I started out with just the feeling of being really nostalgic. I was home in Canada. It's such a beautiful place. And I was like, why did I ever want to leave here? Sleeping in my childhood bedroom and just thinking about the last time, like, my whole family had all slept under the same roof together, and if I'd known it was the last time, would I have appreciated it more and things like that? And then it was sort of this idea of, like, if I could talk to my younger self, would I even want to? And then the mushrooms came much later.
Aubrey, the central theme of this movie is, as Megan pointed out, cherish the moment you're in now. What drew you to the script and the character?
I love the combination of, like, it having this really high concept with this weird time travel-y magical element to it, but then it also just has this really grounded and subtle nature to it. So I thought it's my favorite kind of movie. And then character-wise, I think the concept really spoke to me. You know, I turned 40 this summer. I was 38, 39 when I was shooting the movie. So
right.
I understood it. It hit me in the kind of moment where I'm at in my real life.
You and Maisie Stella, who plays the younger Elliot at 18, you're so great on screen together. How did you work together to play the same person two decades apart?
We sent Aubrey some dailies to kind of watch Maisie's physicality, but we tried to not get caught up too much on, like, mimicking. I did a little mimicking.
Not mimicking, but, like, she's got a Canadian accent, kind of.
Yeah, like a Canadian Nashville accent.
A Canadian Nashville accent. It was very interesting. Oh, my God. I don't know. There were little things that I felt like if I could just infuse little moments here and there, like, it'll kind of help make it feel right. But it was more about capturing her spirit, I think.
Aubrey has two younger sisters, and there was just, like, this, like, maternal warmth to her. And I could tell that she took to Maisie so quickly, and there was just this really beautiful energy between them. I think the greatest actors can build chemistry so quickly, and Aubrey is, like, a master at that. And not only that, it was, like, truly a masterclass in watching the improv and the back and forth, and the campfire scene was so funny, obviously.
Aubrey, what stood out to you about Megan as a director?
Oh, gosh. Well, the first
not
thing
to put you
was,
on the spot.
In real life, the first way I met Megan, we had a Zoom before. She kept saying to me on the Zoom, like, it's going to be a really good vibe. And
I was myself.
You said that. But I was like, is it? And then cut to when I met her in person. For the first time, I was on the dock of my place where they put me on the lake, and hers was across the lake, and she just paddled up to me wearing, like, a life jacket and, like, holding a bottle of champagne. And I was like, I've never met a director like this. And she really did create a very good vibe.
Now, Aubrey, in the film, you give the younger Elliot some good, pretty simple wisdom that comes with age. Don't take family for granted. Wear your retainer. Moisturize. If you think about 18-year-old you, what would you tell her if she conjured you when drinking shroom tea in a forest?
18-year-old me. I've thought about it a lot. I think I would tell her to, like, enjoy the ride a little bit more. I think I was so ambitious as a young person, and I was so tortured and wanting my dreams to come true so bad and all these things that, like, I don't know. I would just probably say, like, be in the moment, enjoy it. You know, it's it's all going to kind of unravel and work out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I relate to that. Aubrey, I don't know if you know this, but you're kind of a big deal. Between Parks and Rec, White Lotus, you know, people know you and they love you in this deadpan approach. They do.
They wish.
I mean, they think they know
you. No, I know. I'm kidding.
I mean, when you were talking about talking to your younger self and telling them to appreciate the moment, do you appreciate the moment right now?
I do. I think I do. I try. I really try. I think I'm always slightly tortured. I don't know why, okay? I'm trying my best. But
I think you do. You live in the moment.
I do live in the moment. I think having perspective on, like, my career and, like, where I'm at in that way, like, I have a hard time with that because in my mind, I'm, like, moving right along, going to the next thing or whatever. Like, I don't have, like, perspective on that, but I'm able to, like, be in the very – you know, tiny moments.
Do you need 60-year-old you to come back and give you some advice?
Yes. We were just saying this yesterday. I was like, because on the other thing that I'm promoting right now with Patti LuPone, I've been around her for so much time.
She's your old ass.
And she's my old ass. And I'm like, man, I cannot wait until I'm 75 years old and I'm just going to be just like Patti. I don't.
She's 75?
I think she's 75.
God, she's so
cool. Would
never
know, but she's the coolest. But yeah, I can't wait. It's like, I'll just have even more permission to just be insane. It'll be great.
The movie My Old Ass is written and directed by Megan Park, and it stars Aubrey Plaza. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.